Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. We give all honor and glory to God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because it's through him that we're able to do what we do. You were just listening to 5 a.m. Praise, and that's one of their latest singles called Let's Praise the Lord, Saints, from their upcoming album that will be released in the fall, All From Above, the Best of 5 a.m. Praise. Today on Marketing Ministry, the radio show, we have a phenomenal show in store for you. We're going to talk about a little bit about marketing ministry, who we are and what we do, and we're going to celebrate music, some of the best music from some of the most phenomenal independent artists that are out there today. And so I thank God for you. I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us and to listen to us. I thank all of you for all of your support, because without you, we wouldn't be able to do what we do here at Marketing Ministry. We're going to take another music break, and we're going to listen to a song entitled Faults by a phenomenal independent artist. Her name is Tanya Dallas Lewis. She's out of Ashburn, Virginia. Her music is topping the charts, and she's making great strides in the music industry. So I want you to sit back, relax, you know, text, tweet, let a friend, tell a friend, let them know to tune in to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. And, you know, we're just celebrating gospel and contemporary Christian music. And enjoy Faults by Tanya Dallas Lewis.
I'm so glad you
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams. And again, you were just listening to Faults by an awesome independent artist by the name of Tanya Dallas Lewis out of Ashburn, Virginia. She's a phenomenal woman of God. She has another single out by the name of Something About a Miracle. And while we're waiting on our special guest to call in, we are just celebrating the music of so many phenomenal independent artists. And that is kind of what we do here at Marketing Ministry. For those of you who don't know, Marketing Ministries is a marketing and PR company, and what we do is market and help anyone that has a vision, a concept, idea, a product, whatever God has placed in you. We assist you in bringing that to life. And we pride ourselves because Marketing Ministries is a Christian-based business. We help you to understand the godly principles, what that will help you launch your vision. So we're so thankful to God for that. And, you know, sometimes in dealing with artists, you know, a lot of times artists will think, you know, once I do my project, that's it. You know, I've done my project, I produced it, I have the CD out, I'm ready to go. There's a lot more to it than that. You know, you can have the best CD and you have the best music on it, but if no one knows who you are and if you don't get your name out there, you go nowhere. So there's a lot of components that has to be added to that just in producing a project. It's very important that you look at all aspects of the production and the promotion of your project to get it out there. You know, you need to think about, yes, I need a budget to produce my project, but you also need a marketing budget. You also need a radio servicing budget. You also need a public relations budget. You need to have a financial budget to help you produce your project and get it out there the way that it needs to be placed out there for it to achieve everything that God has called it to do. So those are just some of the things that we want to share with you so that you can be the best that you can be. And sometimes, you know, if you have any questions, you can always email us at marketingministry@live.com. We love to hear from you. We love to give you directions. And here at Marketing Ministries, we just don't want to, you know, have people that are on the show and that tell you about themselves and some of the marvelous things that God has done for them, but we want to be able to provide you with tangible resources that can help you cast your vision, that you know that if you want to get on the radio, you want to get some airplay, that you can go to this station, or if you're looking to get interviews, that there are people out there that will assist you. So that is a part of what we do. Now, we're going to take another music break. I have another independent artist that is an awesome man of God. He goes by the name of Corey Bowie. His latest CD is entitled Life and Love, Volume 1, and we're going to listen to Favor Ain't Fair. So just sit back and enjoy.
Turn me up a little bit. Yeah, right there.
Listen, the next time you driving in your car or you coming out your house, and somebody will get you crazy. Point to the sky and tell them this.
but your favorite line for a lifetime. And this is my life and my time, and I'm receiving what is mine.
He ain't finished.
Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and I'm Wanda Adams, your host for this hour. We were just listening to Corey Bowie, and that was his latest single, Favorite Ain't Fair. We're celebrating the music of some of the most powerful and upcoming independent artists. And if you're an artist and you're trying to get your music out there, here are some of the things you can do. You know, make sure that your project is produced correctly. When you're sending it out to a radio station or to a television station, make sure you have your CD as long as your one sheet, your bio. You could also use an EPK, which is known as the electronic press kit, but you always want to present yourself well. You know, sometimes you only get one shot at it, so you want to make sure that you do it correctly. If you're looking for some resources, where if you're an independent artist and you want to get your music played, check out Spiracle One Internet Radio. And the web address is www.spiracleone.com. Mr. Henry Harris is the owner and the CEO of Spiracle One. If you send him your CD, don't just send an EPK kit only. Look at the website, mail him out a hard copy, and he'll give you some radio play. Also, he has a special segment on Spherical One Internet radio station called The Artist Place. You can have your music profiled on The Artist Place, and it gives you a lot of exposure, and I believe the charge for that is $65 a month. So here at Marketing Ministries, we want you to know that we do provide you with resources where you that you can use to advance your project. Also, you want to check out our friends at Gospel Innovations. Their website is www.gospelinnovation.com, and they showcase the best in gospel innovations in ministries. If you're a church and you have a really unique and different website, you can contact them. They'll feature you. They also do dance ministries and mind ministries, and if you're an artist and you have a video or, you know, you're single, you submit it to them, and they will showcase your ministries, and that's at gospelinnovation.com, www.gospelinnovation.com. Also, check out our friends at Glow Magazine. They do phenomenal works. They have an artist place. They are ladies lighting the world from the inside out, according to Matthew 2 and 14. If you send them your press kit, they will review it and contact you, and you could have a feature in being in their magazine. So those are just a few resources that you can reach out to that will assist you in casting your vision and give you a place to market your product. Well, we're going to take another little music break. The song that I'm going to play for you next is entitled I Love You by Michelle Bonilla. That's from her latest CD, In Spite of Me. I love this song, and I know you will too. Check it out.
I'd like to introduce to you Michelle Bonilla and Rock and Roll. Is it okay with y'all if we take a little time to brag on God?
You're the mighty, supreme, righteous, holy, begotten Son. Not even death could hold you down. You are the risen One, Alpha Omega, beginning and the end, the only Savior. Save us from our sin. You broke the world
like that.
The
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and I am your host, Wanda Adams. And again, we were just listening to I Love You by Michelle Bonilla. She's going to be on this show coming up in July, so you want to stay tuned and look forward to her. She's a phenomenal woman of God. Today we are celebrating the best in gospel and Christian music. We are playing some of the most powerful songs from some independent artists. We're celebrating them. In fact, most of the music that you'll hear on Marketing Ministry, 99.9% of it is from independent artists, and we want to give them a platform to launch their ministries. You want to check out some of the sites that we have so that you can profile what you do. If you want to profile your music, join us on our network, which is at www.marketingministry.ning.com, and that will give you the opportunity to showcase your music. But we're going to take a quick music break, and we're going to play another song. So, and this is from Amy Rush's. This is our throwback spotlight. So enjoy.
Come on, let's continue to worship the Lord. It's a good thing to know we have a refuge, don't we? In the time of our storm, our God is with us. And he's just beyond the hill. Singers, I want you to help me sing it.
There's a lifting of a hand. The eyes.
Glow Magazine. Ladies, lighting the world from the inside out. Glow Magazine Incorporated would like for you to advertise with them. At Glow Magazine, their primary objective is to empower women from all walks of life through the sharing of information and resources. At Glow Magazine, they offer economical, effective, and uncomplicated ways to promote your business and will construct marketing campaigns to meet the budgeting requirements of companies both large and small by providing excellent demographic flexibility on ad campaign budgets and ad rates. Email Glow Magazine today at info@glowmagazineonline.com to hear about their monthly discounts and free advertising for ministries. That email address, once again, is info@glowmagazineonline.com. And subscribe to Glow Magazine today. It's free. Just go to www.glowmagazineonline.com. Glow Magazine. Ladies, lighting the world from the inside out.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am Wanda Adams, and I am your host. We were just recapping and listening to some of the best in gospel and Christian music by some phenomenal independent artists. And now we're going to prepare for our special guest for today, Dr. Kenneth T. Whalum, Jr. He's the pastor of New Olivet Baptist Church, and he's also the author of Hip Hop Is Not Our Enemy. And without any further ado, we're going to bring on the line Dr. Whalum. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I am just very excited about sharing with you and your listeners today.
Oh, praise God. We thank you for hanging out with us today, Dr. Whalum. We don't take it lightly because we know that you could be doing many other things, but God has placed you at a time such as this to impart into our listeners. So we thank you in advance for that.
Well, I appreciate it. In fact, I'm at the National PT Convention here in Memphis, about to go into a general session where Tashina Arnold is going to be the keynote speaker. Tashina's from Everybody Hates Chris. She's very active in rights and schools and education, and I'm just excited about this whole thing.
Oh, okay. Tell us a little bit, what does that conference do for our listeners that don't know?
Well, it's the National PTA Convention and Exhibition. It's the 114th annual convention, and last night, as President Obama's Education Secretary Arne Duncan was a keynote speaker, and he let the parents and teachers know that it's time for parents to take control of the system back. It's time for parents to get involved, and I am one of the people who believes that that's the case, and that's really one of the main reasons I wrote Hip Hop Is Not Our Enemy, because we as parents and teachers have to begin to embrace the hip hop generation and their culture rather than castigate them and reject them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm the mother of seven, and I wear that badge very proudly. And
that's right. Hallelujah. That's a good number, too.
It is. The number of completion. And it's
that's
by
right.
God's grace and mercy, Dr. Whalum, that I was able to do it. And I have five children that are adults now, and going through the educational process with them, and by God's grace and mercy, they all have college degrees. And I would tell the teachers that, you know, I'm the teacher in my household.
Right.
And I make sure that I stayed involved with my children. I just
right.
didn't send them to school. You know, I was a part of the PTA. I went to school. You know, I was a room mom. So I know how it important it is for parents to get involved and not just leave your child's education to someone else.
That's right. And that's really the premise of my book, is that if you expect to have an impact on our young people, you have to earn the right to be heard. And you can't earn the right to be heard if you're a hypocrite and you're pretending to be something you are not. And I was motivated to write the book several years ago when 3-6 Mafia won the Academy Award for It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp, a song that they wrote. And it brought all kinds of positive attention to the city of Memphis internationally and nationally. And yet church leaders, especially black church leaders, they soundly criticized these young men just because they were hip hoppers. And it just seemed to me in my spirit that that was not right, because if we reject an entire generation for being who they are, we have to be willing to stand up and say what we have done to give them an alternative to who they are. So I did the research and came up with Hip Hop Is Not Our Enemy, and it has been very well received, especially from the educated community, especially from parents and teachers who really strive to understand the hip hop culture.
Absolutely. It is a phenomenal book. Why do you think, Dr. Whalum, that within the church that we have a problem embracing hip hop?
Well, because of what we have done to the church. Jesus said that there is only one thing on this planet that is stronger than God. And, you know, tradition teaches us that God is the most powerful force. There's nothing that's stronger than God. Well, Jesus said that man's vain tradition is stronger than God. Jesus said that man's vain beliefs prevent God from working miracles in our lives on a daily basis. So it's not true that there is nothing more powerful than God. By his own admission, Jesus says that we, by being hypocrites, can show off the very miraculous power of God. And so that's the premise of the book. And I use biblical examples. I walk us through what hip-hop really is. You see, a lot of us in the church just are fearful of things we don't understand. So we use the terms hip-hop and rap interchangeably as though they're one and the same. And they are not one and the same. Hip-hop is a cultural reference. All of us are hip-hop. Hip-hop is much broader than music. So I try to explain that from a biblical perspective, and I try to lift up some comical examples sometimes and some poignant examples of how we have got to follow the example of Jesus and embrace sometimes unembraceable people and undesirable people.
Now, I know in reading your bio and information about you, Dr. Whalum, that you went through what you entitled a watershed experience in your church, which out of that process, Hip Hop Is Not Our Enemy was birthed. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, I came back to our church about maybe 15 years ago now. I had pastored in Arkansas for 10 years and then was asked by my father to come back to our home church to help him, to assist him as pastor. And I did so. I gave up a church, a fruitful ministry in Arkansas, came back with my wife and my beautiful children, and began to teach and preach the unadulterated truth, man. My style is straight, uncut, no chaser. And I don't add anything to it, and I take nothing from it. So I began to teach on the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of being indwelt by the Holy Spirit, the power of praise, the power of true worship. And I especially began to teach that young people were not on the fringes of the church, but the young people are the mainstream. They are the lifeblood of the church. And I began to teach on dance in the church. And I lifted the example of David when he danced so vigorously that he danced his clothes off in praise to God. And I began to teach and demonstrate how you can dance. There's no such thing as a holy dance. You know, there's only such thing as a holy dancer. And I began to teach that and began to encourage young people to express themselves. Well, tradition rose up at that point and said, no, we're not going to have that in our church. And so one Sunday morning, and I know you don't know anything about N-word mess. I'm not going to use the N-word, but I hope that you and your list know what I'm talking about. About 40 disaffected members rose up and literally tried to physically remove me from the church in front of my wife and my children. But a funny thing happened. The Spirit of God prevailed, and those who tried to remove me actually left themselves once they were convicted by the Holy Spirit. So that's what I meant when I said a watershed moment. I stake my reputation and my ministry on young people. I love them so much, and I believe in them so much that I was willing to lose my livelihood for them. And so I believe God is rewarding me for that. He allowed me to get my bachelor's degree, my law degree, my divinity degree, and he's allowed me to be able to be a leader who is not afraid.
And, you know, your life sets the example for that, Dr. Whalum, because you can really tell that you have a heart for young people and you have a heart for the mission that God has given you. You know, because everybody doesn't have the heart for young people. You know, it's not just all the time instructing them. You have to have the ear to listen.
Well, absolutely. And Jesus set the example. You know, they literally called Jesus everything but what he was, a child of God. They called him a glutton. They called him a wine bibber. They called him a friend of sinners, a friend of tax collectors. They called him everything that was negative. You know why? Because that's who he hung out with. They called him that because he was guilty by association. And one of the points I make in the book is that you cannot judge a book by its cover, and your opinion of me does not determine my destiny. And young people understand that. They feel that. And that's why I wrote the book. That's why I bring people, I drive them to our website at hiphopisnotourenemy.com. We have videos and other interviews, and people can purchase the book and hear for themselves and read for themselves that if we continue to marginalize an entire generation, we're going to, and I mean we the church, we're going to create the antithesis of productive citizens. We're going to create a generation of people who are vicious toward the church, who don't care about the church, and who have a chip on their shoulder about the church.
Absolutely. Now, in your book, you know, in your table of contents, some of the chapters are real funny, but, you know, real interesting to me. You have one that says we need to stop fronting. Expound on that a little bit and let us know, why did you come up with that title for the chapter, and give us a little insight into what that chapter is all about for our listeners.
Well, it refers to the fact that, you know, one of the things that Jesus really, really couldn't stand was a hypocrite. If you check the Bible, one of the things he really was expressive about was when he started talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees and how hypocritical they were. So that's where I got that whole concept of we need to stop fronting, because we specialize in saying one thing and doing another as church people. And I use the word church people as separate from Christians, because not every church person is a Christian. And my point is that if we begin to be real and stop castigating and stop bemoaning our young people, let's say we complain about young people having gold in their mouth, having a gold grill. Well, you know, my grandmama, Lily Mae Marshall, had a mouth full of gold. That didn't make her a pawn of the devil because she had gold in her mouth. You know, we need to stop being so hypocritical. That's what I mean when I say we need to stop fronting.
Oh, absolutely. I remember my mother, and she was an awesome woman of God, Dr. Whalum, and I think that was, she had a gold star right in the front of her mouth.
Sure, absolutely. We're just being hypocritical. When Jesus talked about hypocrites, if you check just almost every verse when he says the word, there's an exclamation point behind the word hypocrite. It really upset him. The one time he got physical in the sanctuary was when he came in and the hypocrites were pretending to be holy, but they were really selling merchandise to make money in the house of God. The Bible says he platted together a whip to whip them literally out of the temple. He can't stand a hypocrite, and I can't either.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Do you feel, Dr. Whalum, that sometime within the church that we use tradition to box out God or to box him in?
Well, not only do we use tradition to box out God, we use tradition to supersede God, to usurp God's authority. What tradition does is it says we don't care what the word says. We believe that we know better than the word. I have actually heard deacons tell me, I don't care what the Bible says. We do it this way. And I know you and your listeners have heard people say that before, too. So that what tradition does is even more egregious than trying to box God in or box God out. What tradition does is tries to overthrow God.
It does. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we want things to remain the same, but then we'll turn around and ask God to do a new thing.
Well, and one way, I use this example in the book many times. People will claim ain't nothing new under the sun. God don't know what changed. Well, yes, he does. He promised in his word, behold, I will do a new thing. And you can't do a new thing by closing your eyes to the new. And that's all it is. It's a struggle between tradition and the new. That's all.
Now, you have another chapter in your book that's entitled More Than a Social Gathering Place. Share with us a little bit about that chapter in your book. The church is more than a social gathering place.
The church is more than a social gathering. It's not a club. It's not a clique. It's not intended to be a clique. The church is intended to release an army, man. The church is supposed to prepare an army. Jesus said, behold, I'll build my church on this rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That means it's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on. The church is not supposed to be a place where people are comfortable. The church is a place that is preparing an army. And the very people who will reject hip-hop will turn around and sing, we are soldiers in the army. And then they don't act like soldiers. Come on, man. A soldier signs up to fight.
Absolutely. What would you like for people to take away from hip-hop is not our enemy?
I wish that people would take away the fact that you don't have to be afraid of our own young people, and that if you continue to marginalize a generation of young people, you will create a generation of young people who are dead set on destroying the church.
You know, that's powerful. Now, if people want to pick up the book, or if they wanted to book you to do a speaking engagement, or if they wanted to reach out to you, where would they go to find out more information about Hip Hop Is Not Our Enemy?
Well, the best thing to do is go to the website at www.hiphopisnotourenemy.com, and you can purchase the book through the site. You can hear interviews. You can contact us. I'm about to launch a tour to promote the book to go across the United States. I'll be in New York very soon. And I just think it's important to get the conversation started because we don't have a lot of time.
And what would you say on the other end of it to young people that, you know, are, you know, you have a lot of young people now that want to do what we call now holy hip-hop, and they're are going through great challenges and trying to do that music and it's not being embraced. What would you say to them, and what would you say about that genre of music?
I would say that you have to be integrous. You have to be a man or woman of integrity. You can't say you want to do holy hip-hop and not be holy. Come on now. You
got
to be willing to make the same sacrifices that Jesus required that we make. There's a difference between being relevant and being righteous. And you can be relevant without being righteous, but you can't be righteous without being relevant. So I would say to the young people, challenge yourself. You don't have to fornicate. You don't have to commit adultery. You don't have to walk in sin. In other words, God is not going to reward your gift. He's not going to reward your creativity if you're grieving the Holy Spirit.
Oh, absolutely. And we know that, you know, when you grieve the Holy Spirit, we don't want God to remove His Spirit.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Whalum, I have enjoyed you so. I thank you once again for taking the time to share with us. I want to encourage all of our listeners to go to your website, www.hiphopisnotourenemy.com, and pick up your book. I know that God is opening many, many doors on your behalf, and that this book is going to change the lives of many. So, sir, I thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We were just listening to Dr. Kenneth T. Whalum, the author of Hip Hop Is Not Our Enemy. Once again, that website is www.hiphopisnotourenemy.com. You want to pick up a copy of this book because it's phenomenal. It will change your mindset on how you embrace, you know, hip-hop music. It will just really give you insight in that. And so we're going to take another music break, and we're going to play It's All God by the Soul Seekers. Enjoy.
I've got money in the bank, cars in the driveway, I have house I can play, clothes in my closet, I got a bed for my head, shoes for my feet, I got breath in my body, and if I was just anybody, I'd say, it's all good. But I know better, it's all God. But I know better.
on my feet. I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good. But I look better.
The Bible says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
it's all good.
It's all God.
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life.
All good.
And it's all God.
It's all God.
Had a few heels to climb.
It's all good.
Oh.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I'm Wanda Adams. Again, you were just listening to The Soul Seekers, It's All God, featuring Pastor Marvin Wayans. Our show is coming to a close. Time always flies by quickly when you're having fun. I want to once again thank our special guest, Dr. Kenneth Whalum Jr. He is the author of Hip Hop Is Not Our Enemy. Again, you want to go to his website, www.hiphopisnotourenemy.com, and pick up a copy of his book. It will bless you immensely. Next week on the Marketing Ministry Radio Show, our special guest will be Amy Rushes. She has an upcoming release. Her new CD, Testify, will be out on June the 28th. So you want to make sure you tune in next week to hear from her. I am glad to say she's my friend. She's an awesome woman of God. She has a lot to share, and her music is phenomenal. Again, we love to hear from you. We want your feedback on what you think about Marketing Ministry, the radio show, good, bad, or indifferent. We want to hear from you. So email us at marketingministry@live.com. If you need some direction in getting your project, your vision out there, email us. Again, that address is marketingministry@live.com. Check out our website. which is www.marketing-ministry.com, and join our network. Utilize the resources that we have there to help you cast your vision. And that web address is www.marketingministry.ning.com. In closing, I want to thank you for hanging out with us. I want to thank all my listeners for your support, because without you, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So we want you to tune in next week. Again, our special guest will be Amy Rushton. And in all you do, don't be afraid to cast vision. God did not give us a spirit of fear. He has given us a spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. So whatever God has given you to do, step out on faith today. Trust him to see you through it all. And we appreciate you. And until next Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are Marketing Ministry, and we are spreading the good news and marketing ministry. Be blessed.